Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
What's happening, people? Colin Geddes here. What you're about to listen to is a clip taken from one of our Patreon-exclusive podcasts as part of our 12 Pods of Christmas series. My guest today, comedian Robbie McShane. Robbie McShane is a comedian who hasn't really been doing stand-up for that long, relatively speaking, but he has ability beyond his years. A guy who, when you see him on stage, I suppose you could describe him as an alt comic. It's not your traditional style of stand-up comedy. Very quirky, very abstract, which would lead you to believe that he's a weirdo. And he looks like a weirdo, but he's not a weirdo. We have a great chat. He's a real sharp, tuned-in guy, and I think you're going to enjoy this conversation. So please welcome to the General Vander Podcast, Robbie McShane.
Groundbreaking.
We had that as well. There was one we did. I can't remember what it was for. It was a charity thing down in Dublin. And 2 years ago, they're still going, "We're going to get that pay over to you soon." You know, one of those gigs where it's been every week for 2 years. But it was a similar thing where I was about maybe 10 minutes in, and then brought out, like, almost like a wedding, about 5,000 goujons and like swimming pools of mayo onto the middle of it.
Nice.
And it's going, and as one of those ones where you go, there's not even any really crowd work I can do here because they're no longer, I'm gone. No, it's like white noise in the background.
I'd be gone too. I'd be like, "Oh, fucking goujons, is it?"
The saddest thing I ever seen was when I was going out with Maureen for like not that long, maybe like way less than a year probably. And she was like, "Oh, you know, my family do this big reunion thing, but because that side of their family in England have a big construction business, it's like a big do, like a open bar, all that shit.
Class.
Do you want to come over?" And I just had the panics. I was like, "Ah, don't know your family that much, fucking whatever." I was like, "I just feel really weird." And she was like, "Sure, bring Mickey." So me and Mickey went.
worst thing you could say to anybody, bring Mickey, under any circumstance.
It was so funny because you needed some sort of formal wear, and Mickey just had, you know, jeans and shirts, whatever. Yeah. And we had to go to Asda and like formal him up. But this is what he ended up looking like, was he got like grey sort of suit pants and then like a shirt, and he's like, "I'll just get a wee sweater over it." And it was a grey like sweater, and it looked like he was starting P1. You know what I mean? Like the wee grey jumper.
I was going to say, there's only two ways it can go, which is P1 or like court date. You know, it's like over the sleeves.
It wasn't that smart. It was like literally, you know, like about to retire geography teacher, that sort of vibe. And he only wears the one thing to school every day. But anyway, that's a different thing. At this do, there was an up-close magician. You know, one of these guys would go around the table and be like...
Jerry Sadowitz was there.
Not quite, like, but it was sad, all right. But the guy who's fucking doing the tricks. And then he was provided dinner also, but on his own table, which was, like, weirdly at the front of the room.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a stage where this band was going to come on, and his wee table was there. And it was just, like, a single dinner for this magician. He was all like flames and all this shit, and then we'd just be like, "Oh, look at that there. Chicken roulade. Lovely.
That is magic," he says.
You know, he went, "I'm gonna make this disappear," and then took him 16 minutes to eat his dinner.
I was gonna say, yeah, that would be a great, like, that has to be one of his prime bits, is the me eating the dinner bit of the night.
Sure, we just had Dave on the podcast there, and his favorite trick is like, "I'm gonna make this drink disappear." He just hold his coat up and just sink 3 pints and
and one owns it in the one glass.
Yeah, it takes ages. Like,
I heard a boy one time said, "I'm assuming I hope it wasn't a joke, because if so, I'm like, that's a fantastic thing to request." He goes, "It was in Laverys." Yeah, it was in the downstairs bars in Laverys. He goes, "Give me the biggest count." But he goes, "Give me a pint glass." No, I fucked this up already. He goes, "Give me the biggest glass you've got and put a pint in it." I was like, I don't know if that was meant to be like a joke, or if he just thought, like, maybe he thought pint is like the term for just pour drink until it's done.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bottle of pint.
Yeah,
you know,
it's the term for alcohol.
I've got a 6-pack of pint. Yeah. That's like what an American would say when they heard the term and they were trying to be in with a guy.
You know,
like,
I've got a wee 10 glass of pint.
You know the way Drake's all like, "Hey, it's my mandems in the ends, man. What are you doing? Pints of drinking?" Just so
the wee whisper at the end.
Yeah.
as he sees himself, he's just giving up on it immediately.
"We out tonight drinking pint." You can almost tell when someone picks up a pint glass that they're not from this country and they don't have pints where they're from. They're like,
"I love that.
It's a lot."
That one, and my favorite is that where you see like American artists, I'm just going to use as the example of when they come over to somewhere to hear and they're like, I'll do a wee bit of something to be relatable to them. And it's usually something that I've never heard of in my entire life.
Yeah.
Because one I remember a couple of years ago, now tell me if I'm wrong, and if I'm wrong, I'm going to look awful here. It was one big weekend, I think. It was that, whatever that one was, where it was a full weekend of like acts on, and Beck was on one night, who's class live, but it was, he was doing Deborah, but he was like riffing on it. He wasn't doing, it wasn't a woman, like it wasn't his wife. He was just doing
Take
Deborah.
That, you fucking bitch.
But he was doing, playing the song. I was not expecting the sound effects. I was like, did I hear that myself? All your like roast jokes have that, just a lot left drift.
I'm gonna have to bring it to all the gigs. I'll be ready in 5 minutes. The...
That's Sean Hegarty's opener. I'll be ready soon. Anything? So he was doing, it was Beck playing Deborah, and he was kind of riffing on it, and he says, and I'm going to take you up to the Belfast Tower. And I was like, tell me for £100 where the Belfast Tower is. Is that a real place, or has he just went, there must be one?
I'm going to, I'll double check. I'll just type it in, see what comes up. Belfast Tower.
If it's not, even if it is there, just lie to me. Because otherwise I'm going to look horrible.
The... Davis Tower. No, the closest, the first thing.
I hope he did mean that.
Yeah. Take you out to Davis. The first thing that comes up is the Albert Clock Memorial Tower. That's, you know. Memorial
I guess, Clock. Maybe. In my head, he had just went like, there's probably a tower. We are in Belfast.
Yeah.
Let's do it. If it was Davis Tower, that does seem like the kind
the
of
Belfast
thing.
Square. Like, yeah. he can kind of might work most places.
He gets away with it enough that he goes, they're not going to remember anyway. It's
Or someone's having him on. Like, you know, he's got a taxi driver and he's like, what should I say on stage? And then backs up there and like, shut your mouth.
Also, him being up the Davis Tower seems like the kind of thing that you'd land the Laveries and Paddy McDonald would probably go, I was just showing Beck around the tower there earlier.
Do you know a fella called Bex? Fucking cunts in my taxi.
I think he's a music star or something.
A music star? He's a pop music in America.
Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.